hearing voices, but they're not just in your head.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It sure is Real Ghost Stories Online, and we like to hear your ghost stories, seriously. So you can call in anytime at 855-853-4802. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you'd like an ad-free version of the show, along with advanced episodes and access to our archive, you can become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And Kathy, this story makes me think of you, about hearing some voices. And you're not crazy.
Oh my gosh.
You're just hearing voices. Because I remember in the house you lived in on Sunset Drive, which sounds like you lived was it a Sunset Drive in Sun?
It was. And that sounds like a movie with Gloria Swanson. Oh, I did live on Sunset Drive.
I was going to say it sounds like something from a soap opera, but Gloria Swanson mm-hmm. movie. On Sunset Drive. We were living on Sunset Drive. But that's anyway, right. In that house, I remember you telling me that you woke up more than once hearing like a party or something, like voices were going on. And even
like
your oldest.
Voices, like, yeah. you know, like when it would be kind of in the other room and people just kind of chattering, but it was real low, just like talking, like sort of at a cocktail party and just blah, 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 like this. Right. But it wasn't real loud. But I could hear it. Yeah, more than one occasion I woke up and heard that.
It seems like your oldest had heard something too more than once. Like, you know, I woke up last night and there's people talking. So this kind of makes me think of you. So Here is the story. I'm now a 45-year-old male, and for as long as I can remember, from early childhood until my early 30s, I've heard a conversation between a man and a woman going on outside my bedroom. It was loud enough for me to hear them, and I know it was two people, but soft enough that I could never make out what they were talking about. It happened every night, and I just got kind of used to it and would fall asleep to it. See why that reminded me of you? Although a lot of times you would tell me you'd wake up in the middle of the night and hear them. So it goes.
Well, that's exactly that kind of what I was just describing, mm-hmm. kind of soft, not being able to understand exactly, and maybe just get a word here or there.
Yeah. It's like people are having a conversation. You're in your bedroom with the door shut and there's walls in between you and you can't hear everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Goes on. When I was old enough to move out of my parents' house to my first apartment, then to the house I shared with my first partner, it still happened. It was in this house that things started to pick up. When I was alone in the house at night, I would sometimes feel the bed shake, not violently, nothing like The Exorcist, just as if someone was under the bed kicking the mattress. That would freak me. I would simply ask for them to stop, and it would. I would hear footsteps in the attic at all hours of the day, and the alarm would chime as if someone had opened a door to the house during the day, but no one was there. I never discussed this with my partner as he was Catholic and things like this upset him. Until one day, I got home around 2 p.m. and he was outside walking around the house. He asked me if I had just gotten home and I replied, yeah, why? Then he proceeded to tell me that the alarm chimed, but all of the windows and doors had been locked and thought I was playing with him. So I told him this would happen occasionally, but omitted the footsteps and the talking at night. Fast forward some time, and I had my BFF come stay the weekend to dog sit for us. She spent the first night in her bedroom and was awoken by a man standing in the corner watching her sleep. Oh. What could be scarier than that shit?
Oh my gosh. Okay, keep going. I want to hear this.
So she grabbed her belongings and went to sleep in the media room on the sofa. She went to sleep with her glasses on in case she was awoken again. But in the morning, when she woke, her glasses had been removed from her face, folded, and placed on the table clear across the room. She said she would never be in that house alone again, so next time I had to go out of town, I asked my brother if he would dog sit. I don't blame her, my God. Like, especially when you know, it's like, okay, I woke up, there was a man looking at me, I'm moving to another room, I'm going to leave my glasses on.
I want to know more about the man. Like, so he's looking at her Did he just kind of like dissolve or go away? And then she got her nerve up to run out the door, or it must have been something like that.
I don't know. My guess is saw a man, took off. Like, I'm going to another room. I would have grabbed the dog and gone home. I'd have been like, little.
Like, you're coming with me, dude.
Yeah. Hey, little buddy, you're going to go to my house.
I more than once just ran out of a house. So like, I get that.
Take your dogs, get. So let me see, backing up, the brother was coming over. Was it the brother coming over to dog sit? Yes. I asked my brother if he would dog sit. He too spent the first night in the master bedroom and was awoken by a man standing in the corner. The next day he left the house and came back, and every door in the house had been opened. He called me to see if the housekeepers had come that day. I said, no, they come tomorrow. Why? So he told me the story, and I told him about Jody's experience. He also said he would never spend the night there again. Sometime later, we had a neighbor over. She was an older Hispanic Catholic, so very into the spiritual world, and we were sitting in the courtyard in the middle of the house. Picture it. Sicily, 1922. Okay, that wasn't in there because that's from the Golden Girls. Yep. But anytime I see a picture, I think of that. So excuse me while I thought of Sophia. Picture it. The house was shaped like a square donut. The courtyard had a glass wall that looked into the front of the house where the formal living room was, and you could see the front door. It actually sounds like a really cool house, right?
It really does,
A solid wall across from that where the hallway was leading to the bedrooms and the glass sliding doors on either side, one leading to the master and the other leading to the dining room. So I'm not sure if I totally understand that layout, but it sounds fancy and kind of cool. Anyways.
Sounds mid-century modern to me.
I know. You would love it. Anyways, the neighbor was sitting across from me where she was facing the glass window looking into the front of the house and said, there is a man and woman standing at your front door. I turned to look over my shoulder and couldn't see anyone. I asked, are they inside or outside? She said, inside, and described them as in their late 50s, and dressed as if from the 60s, the mid-century modern. She said they were just standing there watching us. You did. This upset my partner, and she suggested salting the doorways to help them move on. I opposed it and said, if they're not harming anyone, let them be. Here's a question
What could a little salt hurt?
Exactly what I was going to say, like, if all you got to do is put some salt down, shit, that was easy.
It's worth a try.
I'd be salting the hell out of everything. I'm like, all the doorways, let's salt here and there. You know, people are seeing a man standing in the corner. Hey. Let's put some salt there. I'm just saying, if somebody gives you the option of salting some, go, you know, we got that problem with the guy in the corner. Let's salt away. That night, we were getting ready for bed. And my partner said, Jesse, you left the TV on. I told him that I had not been watching TV and had been with him all night. I asked, where was the sound coming from? He said he heard a man and woman talking and pointed in the direction of the front door. I said, oh, where our neighbor said she saw the two spirits. He sat straight up in bed and was visibly upset with goose pimples everywhere. I tried to tell him that this had been going on for as long as I could remember, and it was now at the point that I would just let the conversation put me to sleep like a bedtime story. He wasn't having it and had the neighbor come back the next day to salt and bless the house. Things stopped after that, and I no longer hear the voices. I have been visited by black shadows several times since then, and I have had other things happen, but those are stories for another time. I hope I explained it well enough and I didn't ramble. Take care and love your podcast, Jesse. Well,
really good story. Really good story, Jesse.
I'm glad that the husband was like, seriously?
Now, you know, I want to pick a couple things apart here because Jesse had this for all their life, right?
Yeah.
Because at first it was the parents' home.
Yeah, it just went like with
moved
Jesse.
Two or three different places. And so it wasn't necessarily that new house, but it seemed to super manifest itself there because to the point other people were seeing it.
Yes. And maybe there was other things in that house that the couple talking that had been talking forever. It's like, God, do you ever get tired of talking? maybe that made them more powerful. And maybe the man in the corner has nothing to do with these two.
Maybe not. Because when the first dog sitter woke up, saw the man, my first thought was, well, was there a woman, you know, too, or they didn't see the other one? And then the brother saw a man, but didn't see a woman.
But the neighbor saw a man and a woman.
And a woman.
Not in
and
the
they heard
the
a man and a woman talking.
Does Jesse miss it? Like, if your whole life you've heard these
interesting
voices, do you feel like they left you or maybe they're still around? I don't know.
That's an interesting thought.
I think that's interesting, but I would like to hear some more stories.
Though Jesse said that there was some more things that had happened, so maybe we can get Jesse to write back and let us know.
Please, please, please.
About some of these other things.
If you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that through applepodcast.com. Try it 3 days free or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.